Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time. Well, hey there, it's Linda. I hope all is going well in your world. If you're listening in real time, it's the very end of March and many of you are heading for spring break or have just finished your break. Hopefully, your break will be relaxing as it is so important to recharge. On my end, I'm so excited to continue with our mini-series on poetry. First, it's my passion, and it's something that I taught really well because I was so passionate about it. Secondly, April is National Poetry Month, so I thought it would be helpful to have some practical advice and ideas on getting the most out of what can become your most inspiring unit of the year. So, teaching poetry, we either love it or hate it. I'm in the love category. Why? Poems are simply songs without the music, and middle schoolers love music, and once they understand that, they're usually in the love category as well. One way to simplify the process is by giving kids specific types of poems to write, and that is what we are going to talk about today. Before we get into today's topic, I want to make sure that you know I usually mention at least one freebie, and I have one today that you won't want to miss. I'll be talking about it as we go along, but be sure to head to the show notes to grab it. When you sign up for it, you'll be on my email list, and when you're on my email list, I send you any future freebies automatically, and I do make a bunch, so be sure to go grab that after listening. Today we're going to be talking specifically about five types of poems that will be easy for you to teach and will be easy for your kids to write. However, they can involve some very high-level thinking skills if you do it the right way. So we're going to talk about writing found poems, calligrams, mask poems, inanimate object poems, and color poems. So as a heads up, this is a podcast, obviously, where there are no visuals, but I do have a blog post on this topic, and I have a lot of visuals within there. I'm going to link it in case you want to see examples of the poems that I'll be talking about. I also do have an Instagram account. It's All in One Middle School. There's a period in between each word. All dot, in dot, one dot. You get the message. And I'll be posting a lot of different examples and little video clips. So if you go to the show notes, you can join me over on Instagram as well. So let's talk first about found poetry. I believe found poetry is a really good way to start a poetry unit. It is the least threatening, if you want to say the word threatening, and it can be a lot of fun for your kids. Basically, what you can do is give your kids a piece of text and then have them edit it in a creative way. They can get rid of lines, cross out words, reorder lines. What I've done is just, I have old books that are ready to be recycled because, you know, let's face it, they don't last forever. So I'll give kids a page out of a book, and basically what they do is they black out a bunch of things, and they're left with only specific lines and words that create a poem. Another way you can do it is you can make it kind of like, I will call it a word collage, where you give kids magazines and newspapers and pamphlets and things like that. And they're just basically cutting out words and phrases and creating a collage that becomes a poem to them. I would tell them to choose a topic before they just start aimlessly wandering through all of these things. But again, it's not threatening because they're not even writing words on their own. And they really do enjoy that creative process. Another type of poem is a calligram. They are a lot of fun for kids. It's a poem written in the shape of its subject. So students pick a topic. They should pick something that they are passionate about. Things that they either love or hate make great subjects. Then they sketch a shape to represent the idea of the poem and write the poem around the outline of the shape. For example, a student might absolutely hate or love school. They could draw an apple maybe to symbolize it and write their poem within the outline. What I like to do though, I have them sketch out their outline and then I have them put a sheet of paper on top and then they write their poem on the line. So this way they have a little bit better of a representation. It's also very helpful if they write out some ideas before they begin just sketching it all around, but you would have to, know your students and maybe give them some choices as they would like to do it. As an FYI, I also, just so you know, I do have a video of me on Instagram creating this, so if you want to see it, you really should head on over there. Another suggestion, always give kids a minimum number of lines to write and how many poetic devices that they should use. I would say to use two poetic devices per poem. I would tell them at least two, because that's very doable for middle school. So some ideas are similes, metaphors, rhymes, personification, onomatopoeia, and things like that. I do have a podcast and a blog post on how to write poetry, and I get into a lot of that. So if you didn't get to check that one out yet, you should give that a listen. The third type of poem are mask poems. For this type of poem, kids will choose an inanimate object. They will pretend to be this object. Encourage them to really think about personifying these objects with likes, dislikes, what it thinks about, and what it could possibly say. Again, give them a minimum number of lines and poetic devices to use. Kids really seem to gravitate to the style of poem, and if you haven't tried it, I encourage you to give it a try. Here's an example of something that I wrote to show my students. I called it the daily grind, and I'm pretending to be a cup of coffee because, I love coffee. Here's my poem. Percolating steam, steady flow. I let out an exhale of steam. Here comes the beep. I'm ready for you. I am not sweet or gentle. I am bitter, like a lost opportunity. Drop in the sugar, drop in the cream, and with that, I am changed and no longer who I was meant to be. I have more of the poem, but you get the gist. They really do enjoy this kind of poem, and obviously, it's one that is perfect for teaching personification. The fourth type of poem is an inanimate object poem. So they're going to think again of an inanimate object. Again, you want them to think about something they are passionate about. It can be something they love or hate. Unlike the mask poem, though, they are going to talk to the object. So here's a few lines of an example where the poet, that would be me, is talking to her cup of coffee. Black and steamy, you hold the key to my day. In the quiet of the morning, that first sip awakens me to so many possibilities. Smooth as silk, yet bold as brass, you never fail to add clarity to my day. Okay, so you can see from my example, I'm just using a couple of poetic devices. Make sure that they know they don't all have to rhyme. They can throw in a rhyme there, but if you have kids writing rhyming poems, then it becomes, I believe, very contrived. All right, the last type, oh, how I love this, the color poem. This type of poem lends itself really well to teaching metaphor. So students pick a color, and then you use some sentence starters. This is one that you might really want to head over and look at. But the first blank will always be your color. So one is blank is blank. So you would put in the color and you would say what the color is. And you do that three times, and then you say blank tastes like, blank smells like, blank sounds like, blank feels like, and it goes on, and it has about 12 lines that the kids would just fill in. So I'm going to read a little bit of mine to you so that you understand. But you want to encourage kids to really think creatively and not to just put in one word, okay, in that second part of the sentence. They really need to make it more descriptive. So I chose the color silver, and here are a few examples. Silver is the night with millions of stars lighting a deep, dark sky. Silver is a dove gliding through the trees, bringing peace and joy to those it visits. Silver is a lake with the moon shimmering in a brilliant reflection. Silver tastes like a cold, glistening ice cream cone speckled in joy. So I hope that made sense to you. You're trying to get kids again to write with metaphor and with a lot of sensory description in that type. So that's it. I hope that these five types of poems are going to give you a really nice jump start to your poetry unit. And it is just such a great way to end your year and to have kids choose their favorite poem and to read it at the end of the year and even possibly create like a class book of their poems. Don't forget that you can get started for free by grabbing a free resource. It will set you and your kids up for success in writing two different poems. If you're looking for more variety, I do have a poetry choice board. It is my favorite product in my store. I know it's not my best seller. My March Madness poetry is my best seller, but this is without a doubt my favorite product because it gives kids 15 different poems to write. Don't forget to tune in next week because I'm going to be giving you some practical ways to have kids approach reading poetry. Before you go, I want to make sure I invite you to join my Facebook group. As many of you know, my Facebook was hacked, my group got disabled, and I'm starting from scratch, but we're building it up. I'd love to have you over there, so be sure to head over to the show notes and join us there. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check the links that I mentioned in the show notes. My email is available there as well in case you have questions or comments. You can also DM me on Instagram at All in One Middle School. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.